This is Sound Health Radio on BBS Radio, bringing you information and options for self-health. I'm Sherry Edwards, your host for the next hour. That very fine fiddle music you were hearing is Main Street Blues by the Red Stick Ramblers on their newest album, Bringing It On Down. They describe their music as Cajun Gypsy Swing, and it's my strong opinion that these boys play music from the heart. But music probably spoke to you when it started on, probably a little surprised by what kind of music it was. The notes and combinations of notes that they play, I think, speak directly to my soul, at least. That particular snippet had a lot of D sharps and G's in it, and that feeds my values and speaks to my personality. Every sun sign has a sound, and D sharp happens to be the sound for Cancer, and I'm a Cancer. D sharp's all about justice, particular other people, sharing information for a purpose, an intolerance for arrogance or puffery. People with high D sharp complain as a form of therapy, and I can do that well. But it's combined then with a note of G that makes me get up and do something about what I'm complaining about. And that's part of why we're doing this show, to bring ideas about health for your body and your chemistry and health for your emotions to the internet and help you through regaining domain over your health and what's happening in your life. How do we do that? We do it through a series of computer programs that we use to take samples of your voice and do vocal profiling. And tonight we're going to speak with Ethel Nelson. She is someone who does vocal profiling. She's on the line with us. Hi, Ethel.
Hi, Sherry. Hi. Glad to be with you.
Thank you so much for helping out here and helping people explain or understand all of this. Sometimes I explain this stuff, and I leave out some of the most important parts of what's going on because I've been with it so many years. I already understand from an intuitive level, and everybody else does too, they just don't know they know it, that everything they speak, all the words they speak, the meaning for those words is something in a low level, but the frequencies and notes of those words is something entirely different. Being able to evaluate your voice and be able to tell who you are and how you think is a pretty important thing. Ethel is a physical therapist. How many years you've been doing physical therapy, Ethel?
Well, I graduated from Temple University as a physical therapist in 1987, and I was involved in physical therapy prior to that. And so I've been in the medical profession probably about since 1976. So I've been around physical therapy departments, working in many different parts. I am in Pennsylvania, so I've gained experience in various areas.
And you're also a trained bioacoustic technician, and you do vocal profiling.
Yes, I do. I found the interest of your work, and I have been studying with you since last fall, I believe about September, and I am, again, a beginner, but I am trying to integrate it with my physical therapy work. I also, in addition to being a traditional physical therapist, I'm a non-traditional physical therapist because I do body work on the side. So I'm integrating physical therapy as a traditional physical therapist in a small town hospital in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, as well as working outside the medical model and offering body work as integrative body work, which is comprised of craniosacral therapy, visceral manipulation. I'm a zero balancer practitioner, and also I have studied polarity therapy. So I'm on the other side of the fence, so to say, of the traditional physical therapy model. And I am studying with you, Sherry, to integrate your revolutionary information with my services.
What you described are all forms of, like, frequency medicine or vibrational medicine. Do you think the body is a series of frequencies that we just need to manipulate to get well?
Oh, definitely, Sherry. That's what interests me so much about your work with the bioacoustics training. I often tell my clients that I work in energy. And, of course, when a traditional physical therapist makes that statement, most individuals have no idea what that means. So as a practitioner working with energy, I have to then explain to my patients and clients what that really means. And oftentimes I will just use a common example, like if you knock on wood, whether it's oak wood or pine wood, it has a different sound, and that is frequency. So I then try to explain to my individuals how their body has different restrictions. And yes, it all filters down to that energy frequency of our body tissues.
And I think with the training that I developed and what we're doing here, we're taking the vocal frequencies and translating those into math, because our brain speaks math, and then having the computer give us a printout of what that means to the body in terms of, well, in your case with physical therapy, which muscle is weak, which muscle is too strong, and we can even drop that into biochemistry and associate what's going on with the voice as sort of a holographic representation of all the frequency sets in the body. Is that kind of how you're integrating it into what you're doing?
Oh, yes, so much definitely in that statement, Sherry. I believe that's one of the main statements that entice me about your information, because, yes, the body is a holographic representation. The voice is a holographic representation of the body's energies. And so often, each and every one of us, we talk to someone on the phone and we can hear that energy coming through their voice. So it's so true, and that's why I really, my ears picked up when I heard about your information, because it is just so parallel to what I do with the body's energies in the physical density. So that voice is really the energy's representation, the voice print of our body.
Very true.
Do you think if we keep all those frequencies in balance that we'd all stay healthy and we'd all live to be 600 years old? Or 900, or whatever the Bible talks about.
Yes, I believe that also. And in all honesty, that's what is a body worker, someone who works the physical body to help support the human healing. That is what we're doing. We're trying to orchestrate and harmonize all the body's tissues, whether it's muscle, tendon, ligament, organ systems. And exactly, that's as a physical practitioner and working and energizing the human body, that's what it's all about. Putting in tune all those energies to work in harmony for the foundational health and wellness, the healing of each person.
Do you have a lot of fibromyalgia patients with joint pain and that kind of thing in your practice? Because that's what we want to talk about a little bit tonight.
Certainly over my years of experience, Sherry, I've seen my share of fibromyalgia. They are so common. I do believe when the little town of Chambersburg where I work as a physical therapist, at this point doctors don't know what to do with the fibromyalgia population that much anymore. So many people have worked with a fibromyalgia person that, you know, they bounce from practitioner to practitioner, chiropractic, physical therapist. And yes, in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, we have support groups. So yes, I've worked with many of them and still continue.
For those of you out there who don't really know what fibromyalgia is, it's an unrelenting muscle pain. The fibromyalgia definition from the internet is that it's a widespread musculoskeletal pain and fatigue disorder for which the cause is still unknown. Fibromyalgia means pain in the muscles, ligaments, and tendons, the soft fibrous tissues in the body. There isn't any cure. Actually, there's no diagnosis. They just rule out everything else. And if you have these particular sore spots on your body, they call it fibromyalgia. We did a study with, I think we're up to about 61 people now, with fibromyalgia, and found that in some cases the diagnosis is not even correct. When we looked at what we were doing with frequency to relieve the pain, we looked at people's vocal prints first and then gave them a sound. And in most cases, we could relieve the fibromyalgia pain in less than an hour, sometimes less than 5 minutes, and providing them the frequencies they needed. Have you ever heard of anything like that before bioacoustics? Is there anything out there, Ethel, that you know of that can do that?
Not in my experience, Sherry. Most patients with fibromyalgia, they go to many different practitioners, and I think that's the problem. Nobody is trying to bring their body into balance, and that's, to me, what the bioacoustics can do so simply. And I do believe this diagnosis of fibromyalgia is so multifactorial that we as the medical practitioners aren't holistically bringing those needed frequencies together, whether it's nutrition, biochemical, emotional. But with the frequency through the bioacoustics treatment, so to say, that can be a simple sound that helps to bring that person into that harmony. So I don't know of anything in my experience that can do it as quickly. Yes, we know the medical physicians prescribe the medication, but in my estimation, medications are, again, just a kind of a cover-up that helps the quick fix, but it doesn't get to the source of the problem.
If somebody had told you that you could take a frequency before you took these courses and subject somebody to a frequency and muscle pain would go away, would you have believed them?
With my years of working, I can believe it now after years of experience working with energy and seeing people and talking to people. But if you would ask me 10, 15 years ago, I would have had a hard time believing that, and I would have had so much more skepticism. But because I've had so many years of experience, Sherry, I can accept that fact. But again, it's so hard to believe because it seems so impossible that a frequency could do that. But I am right on schedule with you, and I firmly believe that with my years of experience and training at this stage of my life.
A lot of people don't even believe in fibromyalgia unless there's a cure for it. I love the cranial sacral stuff that you do, and when I have that done, I just sort of ooze out of my body, and it's so relaxing. But fibromyalgia is not just a point of relaxing. These people really have the inability to oxygenate their muscle cells, and there's a lot of trash in there from different kinds of medication. They don't have the ability to use the lactic acid, and so we found a formula from seeing a lot of people who were fibromyalgia patients and finding something common in their voice and then feeding it back to them, and their fibromyalgia goes away. But it's still totally unbelievable, like you're talking about. In your own practice, you're just getting started in this. Have you seen bioacoustics relieve any muscle pain in what you're doing?
In my small level of experience at this phase, I have some interesting stories. Let me share my own personal experience with. I have a degenerated disc in my own cervical spine, a C5. So as a body worker, I'm using my arms and my hands. I work 10-hour days, so physically, I'm really stressing my own neck. And over the last couple of years, 4 or 5 years, oftentimes I come home after a long day and my neck has a general ache and the disc is giving me irritation into my upper neck. So over the last, I'd say the last 3-4 months, I have been using your back box, which is the box that it generates the frequencies for spinal frequencies. And I play this in my office. I see on the average 5 to 6 people a day. So I hook the back box up and play it over the subwoofer speaker into the room where I treat clients. So I am immersed in the frequencies for the spinal treatment. And lo and behold, I realized after about shy 2 weeks of listening to that back box initially that my neck pain had disappeared. And I give the relief of my cervical disc discomfort, the pain that emanates out into my shoulders, all to the use of the back box. And I've experimented with it on my own being that if I don't use that back box and I listen to regular CDs for my treatment sessions with clients, that my neck pain will re-exacerbate. So that's my own personal experience using the frequencies to help manage my own neck pain. And I can sell that story, and I feel it in my own neck if I don't use it.
How do you think that happens? I mean, this seems so far-fetched, like a story to me. I'm being the devil's advocate here.
Mm-hmm.
I said I'm being the devil's advocate here.
Yes, I understand.
That just seems far-fetched. Being a physical therapist, can you explain how that would relieve tension in your muscles?
Well, sometimes I have to explain to my clients because this information is so far-fetched. And many of my clients have no idea where I'm coming from. So oftentimes this whole thing of frequency, I give an example, it's just like an orchestra. You have an orchestra playing and they're all tuning up, and you know, quickly and suddenly the conductor raises his baton and everybody becomes in tune. That's the first note of the music sheet. But over in the corner you have the violin player just screeching and scratching on the keys of the violin, and if we could just get that one musician in tune, things would sound better. We would have that full bloom, full robust orchestral music. So that's how I explain how your work share, the bioacoustic frequency, helps to get the energies of my body in tune so that things work in much greater harmony. And again, that disc in my neck is out of harmony with the other energies that emanate out of my body. So frequently, my clients have worked with me. They know my stories, and this makes so much sense to them because they have experienced in their own body what the energy feels like. Sometimes people get off my table and they say, boy, that I feel lighter. They shrug their shoulders. They feel their body. So many of my clients have had their own personal experiences with this concept of how energy feels. And again, I think each and every one of us do. Sometimes we get up Monday morning and say, oh, we just don't have energy to go to work. So in our own mundane way, we've all experienced energy at some level. And so I explain this integration to help the body to become whole as far as how the back box worked on my own personal spine.
Well, the little fibromyalgia box, which we call muscle factors, by the way, we aren't allowed to use any kind of diagnosis, isn't available to the public yet. But for those of you out there who have fibromyalgia, we're going to be doing this for research purposes. So we want to hear from you. And you can write to us at radio@vocalprofiling.com. And for the first 10 people who write to us at that address, we've made up a graph of all of the fibromyalgia points on the body and the associated nutrients, meaning if you have something going on, you have a point on the wrist, that's one of the fibromyalgia points. We know that's associated with beta carotene, which is a precursor for vitamin A that's associated with fibromyalgia. And so I don't even think you've seen this chart, but we've done this through the research that we've been doing and all the vocal profiles we've been collecting, that we can actually associate a muscle contraction or frequency, and it has the same frequency as a nutrient. So for those of you who want copies of that, please get in touch with us. Ethel, when you were doing the training for bioacoustics, I'm on the side teaching it. What's it like being on the student side? Don't be too hard now.
Sherry, I was so excited to learn your concept of this new idea. Before I went to train with you in Ohio, I had done much research. I read everything on your internet webpage. I went and bought some of the books that had references of your work. So when I got to your training in the classroom, I was just ready to absorb your information. I think the information is very intense. Number one, it's based on technology of using your computer, your software. So I hate to say this, but you almost need to be a computer geek and very user-friendly with a computer and your software. So I've been using computers, and I felt pretty good as far as the computer. But again, I had to learn your software. And so there's an intensity just to learn that high technology. The information is presented, learning many different areas and assimilating it eclectically. So it's kind of a left brain, right brain, learn it all together, pull it apart, reintegrate it. It was exciting for me, very exciting. Again, the training I did with you was the 5-day class, and there were 5 of students. So again, everybody's learning at a different level. Some people were still kind of learning their computer system at that point, how to get in and out of the windows and whatnot. So for me, it was very exciting. I wanted to learn this. I was like a dry sponge, and I was just there to absorb as much as I could as quickly. Again, there was so many new concepts coming at me. Being an older student, I guess my brain was kind of going into that fried level about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I felt like I just needed some breathing space to let it all absorb and integrate. But the information was very high level. I truly enjoyed the objectivity, the scientificness of it. And that to me is another point that was of high interest, that your work is out there being used by medical research scientists. It's used as a biomarker for lupus research individuals, or I think I read a study that some cardiac research scientists were using your information. So that whole aspect of the scientific research realm was a keen point for me as a medical person. And again, that scientific investigation.
So this is for someone very serious who wants to either help themselves or start their own business. Have you learned about the online courses? Are you familiar with them?
The vocal profiling, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, we're going to set up online courses for people who want to learn these very small programs that we do, not the big intense class that you have to set up your business. But these are like a few hours at a time, and people can learn to take their own vocal print and look at it. There was an earlier show on with Dr. Bell, and he was talking about depression. Well, people can take a vocal print and look for the biomarkers. It's probably a new term. It means a frequency or some telltale sign that the body is in stress, a biomarker. But they could look at the nutrition program that we have available and look for calcium, lipoic acid, niacin, and zinc. And those are the 4 markers for depression. And Dr. Bell was expanding that into a lot of other things. We believe that people have a right and a responsibility to monitor their own health, because our health system's going to heck in a basket, or whatever that saying is. And people just need to start taking some self-responsibility for what's happening. We're hoping down the road that this is going to be as common as taking your temperature or your blood pressure when you walk into a doctor's office. You're slowly integrating this into your practice. How do you see this has any spot or place in medicine for the future?
Sherry, I think this work will become integrated with just all the actual everyday business in the, like for me as a physical therapist. I believe it's going to be part of an evaluation tool. As a physical therapist, a new patient comes in, we have to do an evaluation. We have to do our own professional assessment, even though the doctor in Pennsylvania, we work under doctor's prescription. I feel that your bioacoustics, voice analysis, looking into the nutritional information will just become part of an evaluation. Just like right now as a physical therapist, I take range of motion with an instrument we call goniometer. We measure for strength using a number scale. I I find that this will just be another valuable tool for me to understand this individual with the nutritional information. It's not that I need to or want to play nutritionist, but the thing is, if I can help my patient, my individual, get that edge on their health and wellness, this is just another tool for me. Again, as a physical therapist, I'm looking at muscle strength. Your information keys out the muscles that are weak, that are too strong, that are out of balance. So this is a wonderful evaluation tool for us medical people.
Do you ever see the people who come in that have maybe a limited range of motions or peripheral neuropathy, those kinds of things? Do you ever see them associated with nutrients?
Not normally, and I have to say that having worked with you and using the bioacoustics, that has really enlightened me into this whole combination muscles and nutritional aspects. So this is an area that's totally opening up for me with your work.
I think something that came about after you helped us with some of the initial setup for this project and fibromyalgia and actually did some clients with us, we found in looking at all of the vocal prints together that there's a lot of these people that have an intolerance, a sensitivity to wheat and to gluten. And in some of these people that we were looking at, even the leaky gut that we were finding had a relationship to wheat and gluten. For some of these, most of them were women because they had more time to help and cooperate with what was going on, change their diet to eliminate wheat. Then their pain stayed away. It took about 24 hours for the pain to go away. I'm saying that wrong. It took about 24 hours for the pain to come back after they had listened to the sounds for fibromyalgia. And if they stayed off wheat, the pain continued to stay away. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how the body becomes intolerant or allergic to wheat. I don't know if it's because it's adulterated in so many different ways when we make bread and all these kinds of things and change it. But is that something that physical therapy has considered, that this has to do with allergies as well?
I don't believe so. At the physical therapy level I'm at, I don't see us that keenly knowledgeable about the wheat gluten effects. It may be out there, but I'm not a physical therapist tuned into that, and I think it's an area that we as medical practitioners need to help our clients understand. I don't doubt that nutritionists have more understanding of that, internists. But we as physical therapists, we're not tuning our patients into that information, and certainly that's where we need to be helping people in the near future, if not real soon.
Well, we need to publish that for people because I think it's incredibly important, along with this graph that we've done. Ethel, if people want to get in touch with you in Pennsylvania, want to see you, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, I think certainly through your webpage, Sherry. I know you have a contact us. If they need to, you know, find out through your webpage, they can use your link, or I could give you my personal business phone number. My business outside of the Chambersburg Hospital, I am located in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and my business is Nelson's Therapy. I will give the phone number, area code 717-709-1169. Again, 717-709-1169. And that's my own personal business, private practice. And I am located at Chambersburg Hospital, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. And currently we are not doing the bioacoustics in the hospital. This is on my own personal endeavors outside the hospital physical therapy work. But I hope someday it will be part of the mainstream physical therapy services.
That'll be seen in the future, I hope.
If we could just keep plugging and keep other people involved and interested and bring them in to learn the work, it'll get done quicker.
I think is like anything, it takes time to change belief systems, and things evolve about slowly. And
wow.
I'm in a small town. Chambersburg Hospital is very progressive, but again, it's a small town hospital. So things change slowly. But I'm very optimistic and positive.
Ethel, I appreciate you staying up late. I know you have to get up early and teach another class tomorrow. Thank you for being with us. Is there anything you want to add to this?
Sherry, it's been my pleasure, and I would just like to tell the folks out there that this is a visionary work. Sherry, you're on the cutting edge of medicine, and I just want to say thank you for your contribution, and the world needs your work, Sherry, and I want to be a part of it and help contribute to the movement of your wonderful bioacoustics information. So thank you again, Sherry.
Oh, thank you for being here, and thank you for those kind words.
Bye-bye now, Sherry.
Bye. We're going to tell you a little bit more about the fibromyalgia study that we did and then what's available to people out there. In using vocal profiling, the body has the ability to diagnose and heal for itself. And we've just kind of found a way to drop into that information and entrain the brain to do what we want it to do. In looking at the fibromyalgia study, we found that people cannot oxygenate the cells, and there's a lot of lactic acid, and that's what causes all of the stiffness and soreness in your muscles when you do a lot of heavy lifting or work. And that's what the people with fibromyalgia can't get rid of. When we were doing the vocal profiles, we had some people come up that didn't have those two things in their vocal print. And as we were looking at them, they didn't fit into the study. So we went on and did full evaluations of their voice and found a lot of misdiagnosis with fibromyalgia. Two of the people in the study had very high iron, and that too causes associated muscle pain. We had one that just had an infections in the joint. We had one that just got a tiny bit of relief, but she's had everything else under the sun. And it ended up she really had Epstein-Barr virus. So in looking at these cases, we can screen out which people have the fibromyalgia and which don't. And looking at how people can change their diet, boy, it's really hard to get away from wheat. In looking at what was going on with the study, the nutrients that we found that are in wheat, the body begins to crave. Vitamin D, a lot of the B vitamins, sodium, magnesium, calcium, potassium, vitamin A in particular was involved. So in using these computer programs, and the nutritional profiler is a computer program that we lend to people for 30 days, and you can call our offices to order that if you want as a download. And our phone number at the office is 740-698-9119, and we're open Monday through Friday. Just talk to Kathy, tell her you want some information about what was going on with the fibromyalgia study and how to get along, get involved, and how to get your own copy of this nutritional profiler. You will have to buy a microphone. We can't supply those. We wish we were rich enough to supply microphones to everyone. But you can get them at Radio Shack, and they can give you information on how to do that. We also have this diagram that we want to give away to people that's associated with fibromyalgia. Some of the symptoms that people talk about with this, and it depends on who you're looking at on the internet, how many people have this, whether it's the fibromyalgia organization or individual groups, it's anywhere from 3 to 10 million people who have this. And some of the symptoms, if you don't know if you have it or not, are unrelenting muscle pain, like you've overworked your muscle, absolute fatigue. Sometimes the allergies that go with it can cause you not to be able to breathe. You throw up. There's a loss of strength, depression, anxiety, decrease in sexual desire. And sometimes people just think it's aging. They can't get up out of a chair without sort of creaking and cracking their joints, and they have to push on their knees to allow their body to move and get up. For those people who have to push to get up out of a chair because their hips are just not cooperating, the hip muscles, actually the gluteus medius, the fat part of, I shouldn't say fat, the part of your butt that makes the round part of it, makes your jeans look good. It deals with vitamin D. And vitamin D makes the minerals work in your body. We're not talking about vitamin D as the oily vitamin D, but the dry kind that you can buy at your local health food store or get from dark leafy green vegetables. The vitamin D is a pre-enzyme to the minerals that are associated with fibromyalgia. And then the minerals are associated or are precursors to the vitamin Bs. And the vitamin Bs that are associated highly with people who have elbow fibromyalgia pain is B1 or thiamine. The neck pain kind of fibromyalgia is associated with B3 and B12. So enable for you to test your nutrients, because if you went to your doctor and said, I want all of my nutrients tested, you'd be looking at thousands of dollars in lab fees. So in being able to use this nutrition program that's absolutely free for 30 days, and there's one other program that goes with it that you can have forever, you can look at what your nutrients are doing and what's going on with that. An example of one of the people that we did this study on was a lady that had been in pain for like 15 years. And she came in very skeptical, sent in by her doctor. And she was dancing in 20 minutes and was absolutely ecstatic about what was going on. We lent her one of these little fibromyalgia boxes so that she could have the tones with her all the time, and then ended up having to fight her for it because she didn't want to return it. It was making her so well and able to return to her life. And she went skiing, which is one of the things that she really wanted to do. In talking about this to other people and in the lectures and things that I do around the country, we ran into somebody from Channel 2 in Dayton, Ohio. And she challenged us to do this on the air. And we knew that for some people it didn't work, a very small percentage. But for her to just bring somebody unknown to us on the air and say, fix this person, I was kind of shaking in my boots. The lady's name is Valerie. And we went on the air, took the lady's print, and gave her the little box to use. The camera's on her, and we were able to reduce her pain using this little fibromyalgia tone box. It's about as big as a cigarette package, or maybe a little bigger, and you use it with headphones. Her pain reduced from a level 9, and that was of a scale of 1 to 10, down to a 4 during this 2 to 3 minute segment on TV, live TV. And then we started questioning her and looking at her vocal print, and it looked like the chemical that was in her muscles causing the problem was something called oxytocin, and the computer identified that. We traced it back, and her fibromyalgia began 16 years ago when she birthed her twins, and they had given her Pitocin, or the form of oxytocin, to start that labor. So in looking at giving her frequency to get rid of the pain, and then the vocal print was able to tell us what the frequencies were that were manifesting the cause. The symptom was the fibromyalgia pain, but the cause was really the oxytocin. We have both of those stories, the one about Jane and the one about Valerie, on CD. So if any of you would like copies of those, you can call our office. You can also go on our website, vocalprofiling.com, and pull down some of the information that I've been talking about this evening. The chart that tells you what each note means is available on that site, and it's on the right side of the opening page on the PowerPoint that is entitled Breaking the Sound Barriers of Disease. And it can allow you to use the computer program to look at your voice and then evaluate what each of those frequencies or notes mean. And for anybody who just wants to know what the notes mean, that's okay too. For any of you who want to get more information about human bioacoustics and vocal profiling, we do have an online journal that's free to the public. It's called the Journal of Bioacoustic Biology. It has several articles in it about bioacoustics and other kind of related energy medicine. And bioacoustics and vocal profiling is a form of energy medicine. You can get download that from www.jbab.org. That's the Journal of Bioacoustic Biology. A couple of other things that we found out about fibromyalgia is that they do a lot of hidden wheat. They put a lot of hidden wheat into your foods. And although you can go online and get a lot of information about wheat-free diets if you want to try this, and even you can try it without getting the frequency, just going off wheat helps you a lot of the time. But there's a listing of what is hidden in your food that's really wheat. And I'd never heard of these before starting this fibromyalgia study. So just some of them are gelatinized starch, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, modified food starch, and natural flavoring. Soy sauce has wheat in it. Starch, vegetable, and gum. And I don't know what gum is, but I would never, ever guess that something called gum as an ingredient was really very wheat-based. So if you can't get to a practitioner to get a vocal profile done, you could at least go off wheat and see if that helps you. We want to contact or hear from the people who have fibromyalgia. So if you would write to us at radio@vocalprofiling.com, we're going to try to spread the word about this. And if, for those of you who know about other people who have fibromyalgia or other fibromyalgia groups, please get in touch with us, because we have an online course that we can show you how to take these vocal prints, show you some about diet and how that might help. But we want to set up an entire series of courses for people who have fibromyalgia. We want to train people to do their own vocal prints and then to train others to do the same. We want these very small programs that we have that just takes a vocal print and gives you a report. We want everybody to have them in their household. And the nutrition one and fibromyalgia ones are just two. Others that we have are PrevAC, which screens for pre-vaccination risks. We have one just for muscles, one for toxins, pathogens. We have one that screens for heart disease. We're just doing one now for Alzheimer's, and another one for eye diseases like macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosis, glaucoma, cataracts, things like that. Anything else that you would like to see covered, please get in touch, and you can call or visit the website and let us know. And just a reminder that communication and using words is like driving. Your words and the way you say them can hurt, and they can also heal. Communicate like crossing the street in your car. You need to consider what the other driver is doing before you pull out in front of them. You need to consider how a person's going to receive and react to what you're saying. Think about the purpose of your communication and the best way to get that point across. I think that will help us all communicate better, and I hope to hear from you and the people you're associated with so we can take this fibromyalgia study further. We only have about 60 people in the study so far, so if any of you out there have fibromyalgia, want to talk to us about it, or want to get involved in the study, we want to hear from you. That's the end of what I have to say about fibromyalgia. So this is Sherry Edwards signing off until next week, when we'll bring you health information about a new computer program that we're going to look at people's personality. And for some of those who write to us, we're going to ask you to send us vocal prints so that we can run your communication through our program and get a personality evaluation of who you are. We'll probably be able to post those on BBS Radio on the little information about the show. Also, and I don't know if we're going to get in trouble with this or not, but we would like you to vote on who you would like us see, who you'd like us to evaluate. And I hope all of you don't say the president, because I'd probably get in trouble doing that. But if you have a personality or a newscaster or somebody that you would like us to do a public evaluation of, just send in their name and we'll see what we can do about it. It has to be somebody that we can find a copy of their voice, either from TV or radio. So let us know about that, and we'll see you next week, probably at the same time. This is Sherry Edwards signing off. Don, are you there?
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.